here with Professor Ragnar Lofsted at IOSH 2012 in Manchester, where he announced the creation of a new parliamentary committee on risk in the European Parliament. Professor Lofsted, tell us about the committee.
Well, one of the key recommendations coming out of my review that we launched last November, both in London and in Brussels, was for the UK to engage more constructively and more carefully with our European counterparts with regard to risk-based and evidence-based policymaking. One of the recommendations in that review, in the review that was published, was to set up a select committee or informal committee on risk in the European Parliament to discuss risk-based and evidence-based policy. At our launch in Brussels on the 30th of November, which was co-chaired by Ms. Julie Girling, MEP, UK Conservative, she decided that she wanted to take the lead on this and to set up this committee. What's going on now is that she has decided to chair this committee, be an all-party committee. There'll be some, involve some 8 to 10 MEPs. We're hoping to have the launch event in June, and the first official meeting of the committee will take place in September. It's an informal risk committee.
Why are we setting up this committee? Why is it so important?
We feel it's very important to promote evidence-based and risk-based policymaking in Europe. At the present time, we feel that the European Parliament is not always necessarily risk-based and evidence-based. We feel this committee will help to achieve that purpose.
Fantastic. And IOSH is sponsoring the launch this summer. How important a role will IOSH play?
Right, so first of all, I want to thank IOSH for being one of the sponsors for this event. It's an excellent opportunity for IOSH to engage themselves with their European counterparts and continue to promote science and risk-based policy making. I think basically going forward here, we want to see more of IOSH and more of IOSH's members involved in helping setting risk-based policy making in Brussels, and in particularly, and especially with regard to the forthcoming review on health and safety that will be done by the European Commission starting probably in 2014.
Professor Lofsted, thank you.
Thank you very much.